We are live, ladies and gentlemen.
I am new.
Kay's gonna give us. She's gonna give us the news.
Boss went up to the door and it shut, and he's like, "What the heck?" All right. There is a story.
You just swore that when I thought you said F.
No.
Okay.
Whenever I get to the story, you're gonna have to look at the pictures unless you already seen it. But I'm not at the story yet. But Beyonce, she dropped a new album.
Okay.
Called Lemonade.
Okay.
On Tidal, on iTunes, okay. And HBO released a movie called Lemonade. And one of her songs that's on it is called Sorry. And instead of directly saying the girl's name, she called the girl Becky, because that's what you call fake pieces. You call them Beckys.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Becky is like the name that you call the last resort girl for the one that you're kind of stuck with.
Becky. Where is that like a, black thing?
No, it's just a people thing. Like the term bifalicia is just a term of...
What's bifalicia?
Like, bye girl, like, bye biatch.
Okay. Wow.
Like, those kind of things. Well, Becky is the girl that you don't want to be with. And Becky is the girl that ruins everything. She's a Becky. All right. So she had a line that, you know, when you're not with me, you're with Becky with the hair or whatever she says. Well, this, I guess, model or singer or some kind of artist posted on her Instagram a photo that said good hair, don't care. And all of a sudden the beehive comes on the chat with bees everywhere. Well, this girl's name is Rachel Roy, but people somehow got her confused with Rachel Ray. And everyone went to Rachel Ray's Instagram, her beehiving her, and then people were like, "You got the wrong Rachel."
And only in the black world would nobody be suspect of it, because everybody in the black world knows that black guys like fat white girls. So they were like, "Oh, of course. The fat white girl, yeah, but it's not Rachel Ray, you dummies." In the white world, if somebody said, "Oh yeah, Tom Cruise or you know, at his height, or Brad Pitt, you know, he's with Rachel Ray," people would have went, "No, Rachel Ray." People would have actually investigated more. But in the black world, that was like something that was actually believable, that Jay-Z would be having an affair with a fat white girl.
With a chef.
Yeah, a fat white chef. Yeah, okay, I get it. They went to her Instagram and went, "I see it. I'd hit that too." It's like, no, dummies. No.
And they also put like lemons because she's a cook, so they put a bunch of lemons. Quite amusing.
Rachel Ray's like, "Let's go on." That's fun.
All right. Erin Andrews has settled her peeping Tom case with the hotel, with Marriott Hotel. I wonder if she has fun in this.
Oh, he's saying, "What are you doing?" But I'm trying to be conspicuous. But
no, you're not conspicuous. Okay. Both natural gold.
All right.
So she got $55 million out of her settlement with Marriott Hotel in the Peeping Tom case.
Yeah, but I would cut a check. No, I mean, they're gonna have to, you know, I doubt they're gonna cut that check, but well, they could. They got the money.
Of course.
We'll see. And I'm sure they have insurance for things like that. All right, go ahead.
All right, now this is what I want you to look at. Unless you've already seen it.
I'm ready.
Little Kim.
Yes, I seen that.
Posted a not a collage, but like a montage type thing, a collage of just different photos of her.
Gotta love black folk.
And she posted it, and me and all her followers are like, who is that? Because that is not the Little Kim that I remember. Little Kim I remember was like Beyonce. Like,
yeah.
dark skin, really pretty, big blonde hair, very sexual, and now she looks like a white hat.
I know.
And I love Little Kim. I've always talked to Little Kim. And, you know, she has previously have come out and said, I've done interviews in the past that say that, you know, growing up, she was never told she was pretty. She never was with the guy that would compliment her. She was always put down. Her father would put her down. The men that she was in relationships would put her down. But why would you bleach yourself? Like, why would you filter yourself? Whether it's a filter, whether if you're really doing the Michael Jackson thing, why would you, like, change the color of your skin? Like,
gotta love.
I mean, yeah. I get it. Like, people like to say, well, white girls, they love tanning. We do, but not to the point where we actually want to transform ourselves into another person.
Unless you're that Rachel Dozier's girl.
She still confuses me.
But, yeah, you and you know who else has done that, but they've never gotten the...
LaToya Jackson?
But, no, somebody that's relevant. And if you go online, you can look at the pictures... And it's very shocking, but she doesn't get the shade, as they call it, Nicki Minaj. If you go and look at the old Nicki Minaj pictures mm-hmm. before she had boob implants, butt implants, face work done, she was dark, like dark.
Yeah.
And you look at her now. And she got her skin bleached. She did the whole bleaching
so
thing.
Weird, because like, you know, I find Little Kim, you know, back in 97, the Mariah Carey age, very pretty. Like, I used to think she was like, this hot, spicy, like the attitude really and the way she was and the character that she was as Little Kim was what made her sexy. And Nicki Minaj, I always thought, had like that same sex appeal. And I get why people were like, you know, comparing them to all the time. Whenever Nicki kind of popped on stage, because you know she was that obscene, sexualized rapper. Oh, geez. This too could be maybe lighting and defense. Maybe. I don't know, but just stop, girls. That Nicki's better. The before Nicki's better. I love Nicki Minaj. She's the shizness. Huh? All right, so 50 Cent has met his third child that he never knew about.
Really? He got a
third one.
Wow.
He has
okay.
a 19-year-old, and he has a 3-year-old. A 3-year-old, Sire Jackson, is modeled after York. Remember when we were at the Studio City Ralph's? And there was a girl, a little Asian girl that came in, and she had the workout gear on. And I go, that looks like this girl that I follow on Instagram named Daphne Joy, who was at the Manny Pacquiao event
yeah.
that we went to.
Yep.
That is the one that has 50 Cent.
Oh, really?
Child, sire, who has a contract with some, like, kid modeling thing that they put, like, in trust. Because he got, like, $700,000 from it, but they... But 50 Cent in trust. Like, he's smart. Like, he's like, I will not let my kids fall on the same path as me. I only mean the kids' sense. Like, he's not smart anywhere else. Like, smart with music, but nothing else. Besides that, nothing. But he, like, puts, like, money away for his kids so his kids aren't dumb like him. And his kids are smart. His kids are educated. And he gets a letter from his kids saying that they're, like, the top student at their school, the top student in class, the top kid and this and that.
The stop top.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go good for Fitty.
I wonder how many kids he has out there.
They got a lot.
Like, I wonder if he's like Eddie Murphy that has like 10 kids, but he actually doesn't know about them. Eddie Murphy does know about his 10 kids.
I don't know. It's a good question, though.
P. Diddy. Right. Kelly Ripa will be returning tomorrow to live. After being
Ripa.
I said Ripa. I said Ruba. I put a lot of words together.
Right? I wonder if it's a work just to get good big ratings. Because everybody's going to watch tomorrow. When I seen that report today, I was sitting there going, God, I want to watch. Like, what's going
to
happen? It's their first day back.
We're going to have to wake up at 7 a.m.
Yeah, it's their first day back. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen? So I wonder if it's a work.
She just got back from celebrating 20th anniversary with her husband, Mark Consuelos.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's supposed to be her first encounter.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah, with Strahan when he made his big announcement.
Yep.
And she was upset, and all of her supporters were upset. And all these reports have been coming out that says that him and her have never gotten along. That, like, that they've never gotten along, and that she doesn't like him, and he doesn't necessarily like her, but they do the show because they do the show.
Yeah. And that's surprising. You never guess that they didn't like each other because they're
guess, but I think any...
But that's the whole point of working with people you don't like.
I mean, how many husband and wives are together? They have kids, and then they get divorced, and they tell the kids, oh, yeah, we haven't slept in the same bed in 5 years. We haven't, and you're like, really? Hell, doing the TV gig would be easy.
Yeah.
How many bands have you heard that they don't like each other, but they do what they do because
that's what they do?
Yeah, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do.
I think we've all been in environments of work, both of us too, where it's like we don't say like people, but we work with those people because no matter if it's our first job, it's because our parents are making us do it, or it's in our adult life and we have to do things.
Yeah, and you put on that best, you put on your best, like whatever. Yeah, you got to do it.
On that character that you have, and then just kind of.
It's something that you do for an hour a week. It sounds funny, but I used to despise having to go to church. And my mom and I would go with my dad. My dad must have made a pact with God, like we all do at some point. And then we, try to follow it. When my dad, in his youth, was in trouble, and he went away for a while, and he must have made a pact. And with God and said, if I don't lose my family, if everything goes good, I'll go to church and do the whole thing. So when he came home, he'd go to church and make me go with him, go to church. And that lasted for, I don't know, 2 years maybe. And then that pack thing goes away. It's like it always does when you do that with God. You go, hey man, he didn't do what he was supposed to do for me. But then people say, he got you through the hard times. Yeah, well, I want $1 million now. Where's my $1 million?
Yeah, double. You have to go to San Antonio church to get $1 million.
But I go to church and my mom will go 1 hour a week. Yes, yes. Okay.
I know that. I used to have to church with my grandparents every Saturday.
And I would just
spend. They've been praying like this, like holding their hands.
I just write that. I would know when that part was coming. And so let us go in peace and let us offer all a sign of peace. Offer all of us. Like, oh, hey, you turn around and you're looking for people to shake. And you're like, hey, how you doing? Peace with you. Peace with you. Oh, great. Dude's hand is so wet. Disgusting. Horrible. Bad. Alright, I hope it's good.
Tom Brady spent 4 games at the Bills for it. 2-1. 2-1 at the Bills for it. Sorry, you're out. jury to officially indict him. He has been indicted on misdemeanor domestic violence. Domestic violence is not good.
It's not good.
He is could face a 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine. And this is for making his ex-girlfriend Colleen deaf.
Deaf? Oh, she's deaf now?
She lost her hearing for like a month.
Oh, jeez. I'm getting slapped, right?
Punched.
Punch her ear.
That means you just don't know how to punch if you have to punch someone's ear so they can't hear.
Yeah, but maybe he purposely did it. He was like, I'm going to make her deaf. I'm going to punch her ear. That face.
I don't know what to say to that.
It's horrible.
It's like you defending him saying.
How? What do you mean?
But that means you are so bad fighter. And girl, you should do.
How am I defending him? You just said he's a bad like fighter. And I was like, well, why is it? Maybe he purposely wanted her to be deaf. I'm not promoting it.
And you know what? She needs to learn self-defense now. Oh, she also has a protective order against him. So he has to be away from her for 2 years.
All right.
But, Colleen, you should take some self-defense.
Yeah, or get some mace. Mace is brutal. I've been maced before. I've been pepper sprayed.
I never had it.
It's brutal. Bad.
I know how to karate kick. So.
I'll take a karate kick before I get maced. Yeah,
I know how to do a Holly Holm.
Mace is brutal.
Get some mace.
Huh?
I need to get some mace.
Ooh. Pepper, like police pepper spray is brutal.
Isn't it illegal in some counties too?
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a pepper spray expert.
All right, so Byron Scott has been fired from the Los Angeles Lakers after a 1765 year.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Here's my prediction.
They want a young guy.
Here's my prediction.
They don't want no Phil Jackson. They want a young guy.
Phil Jackson's coming back.
They want a young guy.
There's my prediction. Even though everybody in the Phil Jackson camp, including the co-owners of the Lakers who have sex with Phil Jackson, say it's not going to happen, I still say it is. Remember, Jerry Buss's daughter, the old Jerry Buss that died, not the brother, but
not
the daughter who is the manager. She's part of the Lakers, her and their brother. Mm-hmm. It's her uncle. I think it's Jerry Buss's brother.
Well, Jim Buss is the president.
Is the president, which is her uncle, it's her uncle, because her dad was Jerry. She is with Phil Jackson. Like, they're together. That they never broke up. They're together. They have one of those relationships where they're not married. They've just been together for like 20 years. So she's part, you know, she runs the Lakers, and her boyfriend is one of the most successful and most influential basketball coaches of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Who's led the Lakers to championship after championship after championship. He's coming back. I don't care what anybody says. Phil's coming back. And every time you hear grumbling and they go, he's coming back, and then he comes on and goes, he's not. And then Phil goes, I'm not. And he comes back. I think he's coming back again. He's going to come back. Why not? Kobe's gone,
mm-hmm.
which I think was always a obstacle, because I think Phil, at the end, didn't want Kobe anymore. It was like, He's old. I know old dudes. I it's over. And I think they were like, no, we got to keep Kobe until he wants to be done. So I think it's perfect for Phil to come in. Kobe's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rebuild the team. And I think Phil comes in and puts a winning team together. The fans will be excited as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And Lakers got to do something. They don't want to lose that support, because now there's the Rams. And you don't want to have to – they're going to be competing for business with the Rams. They're going to be competing for people who go, yes, I know rich people won't matter. But you're going to have people that go, all right, Laker tickets, Rams tickets. Okay, I normally would go to 50 Lakers games or 40 Lakers games. But now I want to go to a couple home games, so I'm going to have to cut back on my Lakers games. because I don't have all this money to spend. So you're going to have people parcel that up. And it won't be that hard to make that decision if the Lakers suck again.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Lakers don't suck again, you got Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden you're good. You're back in. So
Steph Curry hurt his knee in the second quarter of game 4 last night. But the Warriors still won 121-94.
Yeah. Who are they playing again?
Rockets.
Yeah, well, they suck.
Houston Rockets.
They're not good this year.
They're in the playoffs.
Everybody, it's like basketball. Everybody makes it in the playoffs. I mean, seriously. They
get the Mavericks are in the playoffs.
Yeah, so. Well, it's not like football. Football and baseball, it's tough. You got to remember, because they have divisions, you got to win your division. Then you have a wild card. Basketball, it's two divisions, East and West,
mm-hmm.
and you got all these teams. And it's the top X and the top Y.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. So you could get in the playoffs being the fifth, sixth, seventh best team from that side. It's football, you actually have to win. You have to be the best in your division. Different. Baseball, you have to be the best.
You have to be number one.
Yeah. You don't just get in because you're – I think in basketball, it's isn't it 8-8? Isn't it 16 teams? Or six teams?
I had to now count because I don't even – I don't know. I think 16. Maybe 8.
I thought it was 8
and
8.
Because you have the Mavericks with the –
Yeah, I think it's 8-8.
No, I don't even know who's with who, so I can't even say.
You have the East and the West, and I think it's the top 8 from the West and the top 8 from the East. So they play, so you have 3 games going on in the first round on that side, and that I think, I'm not a big basketball junkie, but I think it's 8-8. Even if it's 6-6, you're still having a playoff with the 6th team that finishes 6th.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Final story. Sam Bradford wants a trade.
Of course he wants a trade.
Because he feels hurt that the Eagles give him this guarantee, this $22 million guarantee, and then say, we're still shopping, not say, but still go shopping for quarterbacks. He feels hurt. He wants to be the quarterback. He doesn't want to compete with the new young guy because he knows that new young guy is going to take his spot, and he wants to go to a team that wants him.
You know, Sam Bradford's being a little bitch. Let me just say that. Because he's got a new contract. He's got a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to make his money regardless. So let the Eagles get a new quarterback and call it a day. If you're the best, then you're a starter. If you're a backup, then you're the backup. Either way, you're making that money.
Yep. You still have $22 million in your pocket. I say that's really good.
Yeah, plus I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams if Bradford was on the open market that would be all jonesing for him.
Because
he had his chance last year to be this star.
Yeah.
The Eagles, they never thought that they would be in this position. That's why they gave him that deal.
Yeah.
You know, they traded down to get that pick.
Exactly.
So now all of a sudden they're in a position to get one of the two quarterbacks in that draft
mm-hmm.
that everybody thinks could be a star. Go for it.
My name is Katie.
My name is Rob.
This is the Rob. Zacharias.
I took a call today.
From who?
A guy by the name of Jack.
Me off.
And that's the only reason I took it on my screen.
Why? What did he say?
Call him from Florida. Just wanted to give his 2 cents on the race and that he was a Trump guy. He sounded black, believe it or not.
That's not nice.
Yeah, I know. And maybe it's a stereotype. Well, he wasn't like, hello there. But he sounded like a professional black man. He just sounded
like Michael Steele.
Sounded like Michael Steele, kind of had a vibe that. Oh, he just didn't sound like a goofy white guy. He didn't sound like a goofy white guy like me.
Did he sound like Claudia's husband from Real Housewives of Atlanta? Peter, the one with the white beard?
Yeah. He did. Yes. Because Peter's voice is deeper.
Yeah.
Michael Steele's is...
sounds like a white dude.
Yeah. Peter was like... Oh, the guy that... Jack me off. He was like... I want to tell you that... But he just sounded... Sounded black. Maybe he'll call tomorrow and I'll ask him. I'll say, are you black?
Don't do that. Don't ask people with the race color of their skin. That's just weird.
Why is that weird?
I think that's weird.
Okay.
But I think everything's weird. Other people don't think what I think is weird. But I think everything in the world is weird. I mean, I'm scared of the world. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget. I don't know. Whatever we have on there. Just stuff. Stories. Things. Go to my Twitter. You'll love the Twitter. And Cat Z is going to be having a Twitter later on today where you could communicate with her. The political genius that she is. Yes.
Don't talk to me.
Talk to her.
Don't talk.
All right.
Don't talk to me.
Right here. Bye.
Au revoir.